I want to be still, but they won't let me. We stumble and sway and try to make words happen with numb, clumsy tongues. The heavy mob grab us and shake us, shoving us about. Not so much physically moving us as just lesson one in how things are going to be from now on. A heavy hand on my shoulder, a little formal handshake that makes my teeth rattle. And all the time I'm scanning the faces of my fellow damned souls. My mind keeps skipping, and I can't even remember why, but then it comes back to me. Marquain. Marquain was on the same ship, was part of the same consignment of expendables. My friend, my colleague, my fellow hellraiser and political delinquent. It can't have been her face I saw, dried to her skull and whirling away into the abyss up there. That can't be the end of such a brilliant mind, a celebrated career, a friend. I stagger into the others, gabbling, slurring. I paw at them, but every face is a stranger. She's not here. She died, like we all did, back in Earth's orbit when they desiccated us, and her promised resurrection never came. Marquain L. had been in the next cell to me, in the port holding facility, and we'd been able to talk through the wall. There'd been a knack to it, once she worked out that the scratched point in the wall hid a bubble in the structure that carried sound through. The whole place wasn't much better constructed than the fragmentation barge they were going to ship us out on. If you put your ear and jaw to that one point in the wall where the scratches were, you could hear the person in the neighbouring cell if they put their mouth to the matching point on their side. The scratches were there from prisoners before us who'd found this out and had the fellowship to think of those who would come after, to save us fumbling about for the right spot. After all, it wasn't as if anyone in those cells would be there for long. I think about them now. Some prisoner on the very cusp of being shipped off on the barges, perhaps about to become acceptable wastage in turn, finding some way of marking the wall just to help a person they'd never met and would never know. Just because of the one thing they'd very definitely have in common with that successor. Being enemies of the Mandate enough to be deported off-world. Marquain was in the next cell to me both physically and ideologically. We were perpetrators of sibling unorthodoxies, even though she hadn't, to my knowledge, become involved with the harder-edged layers of resistance I had. The subcommittees and everything that entailed. That was me, the soft-handed academic, deciding to stick it to the Mandate. Trying to be more than an armchair agitator. And yet, we were put in neighbouring accommodation, waiting for the barges. That, more than anything else, told me I'd been taken up just for my scholastic misdemeanours, and the other stuff had never made it into my file. We had both been rising stars in the same field, and were about the same age. There'd been a conference up on one of the big luxury orbitals where Marquain and I, and another colleague, Ilmus Itrin, had been inseparable. The Three Musketeers.